Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
The champ is here! 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 The champ is here!
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right, so if you're just tuning in, just joining us, I'm talking about how do we get to this mindset in America? And I'm at the point where the 1% gave a little bit of land and a little bit of authority to indigenous servants to make them feel as though they were better than slaves. And so that mindset has traveled down even to today. And this is why you see poor white people who really are some more impoverished than other people of color. And they think they're still better. This is why you see black people having the mindset that they have, because they've been taught through the generations, you don't look at white folks, you don't talk to white, yes, sir, no, sir, and all this other stuff, okay? So we're at this point now where this mindset has been put into effect by the 1%. Now, let me show you how this hour they took that mindset and then realized they could get rich off of this mindset, which honestly, just looking at it, I mean, it's messed up, but it's brilliant. It's brilliant because they got filthy rich off of creating a mindset, which when you think about it, that's almost, you know, as I'm logically looking at this, to do something like this, man, that's just, it's brilliant. Because they created a mindset and got rich off of it. Now, let me show you how they did this. So you know how they created the mindset. Make the poor indentured servant feel a little bit higher than the poor black. How did they get rich off of it? Well, they got rich off of it the same way that they're going to get rich off of illegal immigration. Warren, what are you talking about? Huh? You just lost me with that. What illegal immigration got to do with this? Everything that's happening today. And see, this is why I love history. Because if you know your history, it's like watching a movie and you know the ending before it even happens. Everything that's happening today with the illegal immigration issue with Latinos is the same thing that happened to black people coming out of slavery. Let me take you back and look at the parallel that's happening today, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. When black people came out of slavery, one of the things that black people did coming out of slavery, because a lot of them didn't want to leave. They didn't want to leave Master Farm. See, some of y'all need to go read the Slave Chronicles, because if you read the Slave Chronicles, you would be shocked at how many slaves didn't mind being slaves. They wanted to stay slaves. So when slavery ended officially on Juneteenth in Texas, not when the Emancipation Proclamation happened, but officially, most slaves stayed on the land that they had been slaves on. And they start sharecropping. They became sharecroppers. And the beauty about the sharecropping for the master or the ex-master was the slaves did the work, but they made money off of it. It was cheap labor still for the master. Let's fast forward to today for just 1 second. Let me just fast forward for a second, y'all. You do realize that when Latinos first came over here to America from Mexico, one of the great things for corporate America was where you had to pay Americans and union workers the minimum wage, you could pay these illegal immigrants a dollar an hour. Where everybody else was trying to make, because back when they were really coming in here is when Reagan was in office. Everybody back then, what was the minimum wage back then? $3.75 or $5 an hour? It wasn't even $5, $4.25 an hour. They come over here, they pick all the fruit, the cotton, and everything else. You give them a dollar an hour, 75 cents an hour. I mean, so they were making money for the corporations, a.k.a. the 1%, a.k.a. the master, the same way the sharecroppers was making money for the master. It was pennies on a dollar. So as long as the sharecroppers were working that way, and as long as the Mexicans are working this way, it's great. They're wonderful people. They're hard workers. We like them. They look at them. They're great people. Now let's go back to the sharecropper. The sharecropper now starts having kids, and those kids become the next generation of blacks in America. But it's something different about this generation. This generation don't want to sharecrop. They going to HBCUs. They going into industry. And they wanting to get paid the same thing everybody else is getting paid. Wait a minute. Let's fast forward to today. All of a sudden, all these generations of Mexicans, they didn't went to college. They don't want to go pick strawberries no more. They want to go sit in corporate boardrooms. They want to own stuff. Let's go back to the slave, the new generation from the slaves. Oh, these Negroes want to run industry. They want to go to school. They want to learn how to read and write. These Negroes going to take your women. They going to take your land. They going to take your job. Go back to Africa. They ain't even supposed to be here. Isn't that what they saying about the Latinos? They taking your neighborhoods. They taking your women. They taking your jobs. Go back to Mexico. You ain't even supposed to be here. But wait, there's more. So when they can't get them to go back to Africa, what do they do? Oh, we know what to do. Let's lock them up. Let's take them away from their kids. Let's incarcerate them. Wait a minute. Isn't that what they're doing to the Latinos who are coming over here? Aren't they locking them up, taking them from their kids? Ain't that the same thing? Now let's go back to the blacks. Let's not just lock them up. Let's make them separate but equal. How do we make them separate but equal? Let's create Jim Crow laws. Let's create a whole set of laws so we can lock them up easily. And then we vilify them and make them look like they're just the worst thing in the world, so we can get all these white folks who got empathy for them to say, no, we don't want to be with you. We can be separate but equal. Plessy v. Ferguson. Let's fast forward to today. What is y'all president constantly saying? They're bad hombres. They sent us the worst of the worst. MS-13, they're killing us. We need to lock these people up. Let's create laws. We need to create laws to literally separate them from what they're doing to the rest of America. I'm not saying they're all bad, but you know what I'm saying. Do y'all not see this? Did y'all not see the same thing This is the same gravy reheated twice. I've seen this episode. Now, this comes in to capitalism. This is when capitalism shoots through the roof in American history. Okay? Because once they locked up the black man, they realized something. We can lease these black people out to corporations. The corporations will give us $5 a day for the man, and the man will go work for the corporations. This is how the railroads got built. This is how all this stuff got built in this nation through prison. This is what was known as the chain gang. This is how the chain gang came to be. They were the ones busting through stuff, creating lands and railroads all across this nation, rented out to these corporations for pennies at a dollar. It got so profitable to the United States that when you fast forward to today, they still rent these prisoners out. They'll work 8 hours a day and get a dollar. But the difference now is it don't matter what color you are. It matters your poverty position. I'll pick up from there and show you how this ramped up capitalism in such a way that it made us be where we are today. You're listening to the WB.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders and Accel 1-subject notebooks are $1.92 each. And 5 packs of Bic Soft Feel retractable pens are only 50 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 7/28/18. Limit 5 on Bic.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now. If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
What?
He is post-racial, by all appearances. You know, I forgot he was black tonight for an hour. We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
What?
It is as though we're still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one truth fighter in America.
All right, so we're at the point where I'm showing you how, when you look at the parallels between illegal immigration today and what was happening right after the Reconstruction period for African Americans in this country, it's almost identical. It's almost the same episode. I mean, to the point where if you start looking at what they're saying about illegal immigrants, this is what they were saying about black folks, and this is how Jim Crow came to be. This is how the Southern Dixiecrat said, look, we can lock them up and create laws and make them Jim Crow, but then they said, look, let's lease them out, make money off of them. And they're still doing that today, but today it's not just color related. It's classism related, meaning that if you don't have money to fight your case and you in there and you getting leased out, whether you black, white, Latino, whatever. This is how capitalism started to shoot through the roof in this country. Now, after they got to this point, they realized that, wait a minute, we got a world war. We need them for the war. Then you had this big industrial boom, and they needed people to work in the factories. And so because they needed that, they said, well, we got to do something different with these Jim Crow laws, but we'll still be separate but equal. And that's what they did, because it was necessary. We were needed. We was a necessity in order to survive what they were doing. This is the same thing with our Latino brothers and sisters. Now, hear me out. Farming has completely changed in this country in this sense. You do have machines that do a lot of the work. But when you're talking about oranges, when you're talking about fruit like strawberries and things and grapes, you need somebody out there hand picking that. Machine is not going to do that. So as soon as these farmers start losing money like they're losing with these tariffs and they start losing product, listen to what I'm finna tell you. Truth Adamus is about to make a prediction. They've already done this once. Now, think about it. Remember when they was trying to give the work pass for the Latino people? They could come over from Mexico and work in the farmers' fields and then go back home. You remember that? Truth Adamus is about to tell you what's about to happen. They are about to find a way to let the ones who want to work in these fields come and work in these fields once they start losing some money and some food. This is what's going to happen. Okay? Now, what got us to this mindset of of capitalism was this. And then it went through the roof during the chain gang era. We became necessary in order for them to survive to a certain degree. And then we fast forward to the 70s. Now, the 70s was different than any other time in American history. Any other time is completely different than all other eras of American history. And what makes the 70s so unique compared to every other era, everyone, you had a lot of things happening all at once. You had the civil rights movement seeing the end of its journey. You had the Kennedy assassinations. You had the King and the Malcolm X assassinations. You had the formation and creation of affirmative action. You had the Vietnam War. And because you had this perfect hodgepodge of all this stuff rolling out of the 60s, rolling into the 70s, not to mention you had Nixon. Okay? So you got all these things rolled up and coming in. It's a perfect, you know, my tax teacher in law school, we had to take tax law. My tax teacher used to always say, you got to look at taxes as a hodgepodge. Put the hodgepodge together when you're doing the taxes and it's easy to figure out. And he was absolutely right. Once I learned how to put it as a hodgepodge, I went from getting a B in that class to booking the class. Booking it means you're the number one person in the class. So you got to look at it like a hodgepodge when you look at the late 60s rolling into the 70s. And what happened during that hodgepodge was they was like, okay, we're on the verge of civil unrest in this country. Now, I want to pause for 1 second, put that bubble to the side for a minute. Think about where we are today. We on the verge of civil unrest. I mean, all we need right now to recreate the 70s period legitimately is a war and an assassination. And we right back where we were. And they are assassinating us. They just not killing us. I'll talk about that in a second. So let's go back to this bubble, right? After we come back to this bubble right here, we see this hodgepodge and they say, well, you know, we're on the verge of civil unrest. We got all these folks coming back from Vietnam who are hooked on drugs. We got all these people who are upset about what's going on here in the country. We have a president that's about to resign under Watergate. What can we do? And at that time, they realized, well, all we got to do is go back to the game plan that we've always used. And what they did was this. They made it illegal for people to do drugs in this country. Y'all realize most of the drugs that are considered a class A felony in this country were legal. Coca-Cola. Why do you think Coca-Cola is called Coca-Cola? They used to put Coke in the cola. That's why it's called Coca-Cola. We used to make fabric out of hemp in America. I mean, do y'all realize all this stuff that we need to make marijuana legal? Marijuana used to be legal. It used to be. I mean, see, these are the things that if you don't know history, you don't understand what they're really doing. What they're doing is just replaying the episode. Y'all don't understand. We don't understand that this is. That, look, tomorrow I might tell Tony to run a best of. Guess what the best of is? A repeat episode. That's what we're living in right now. We are living in a repeat episode if you know history. So they made the drugs illegal. Why? Because you had so many boys coming home hooked on heroin. And they started making money off of the drug addiction. But the drug addiction got so bad that they said, well, we're going to lock them up. We're not going to treat them. We're going to lock them up. Once they start locking them up, they said, well, wait a minute. We can go back to the chain game, but we got to do it a different way. This is how we make money off of prisons. I'll pick it up when we come from there. When we come back, you're listening to the WB.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
is Talk Radio.
On education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right, everybody. So we stopped where I was showing you how they literally started locking up all these boys who was addicted to drugs who had been fighting for the country. And once they realized they had this overflow of people in jail, they said, well, wait a minute. What can we do to make money off of this? And then they remembered, oh, the chain gang. But we can't call it the chain gang this time. This time, we're just going to literally lease them out. And once they started doing that and got the pattern down in the 80s, the prisons burst open with people being locked up in this country. Now, let me show you something else that is a real fact about what's going on. Somebody who's addicted to something, that is a mental health issue. Incarcerating them does not fix the mental health issue for them. Doesn't fix it at all. But it makes money. So they do it because it makes money. If you're addicted to something, I mean, look, let me just be honest with you. It's a lot of folks addicted to stuff. Cigarettes, coffee, sugar, soda, sex. According to Eric Benet, he couldn't stay faithful because he was a sex addict. Oh, my goodness. But it's a mental disorder. It's a mental disorder. It's not you incarcerating them is not fixing it. So why would you do that unless you're making money off of it? That's what they're doing. The big thing that they've been trying to work out right now with the whole immigration thing, how can they make money off of it? That's the big thing now. Look, they know they got a problem, but they're trying to figure out how can they capitalize off of this financially? Why do you think they're putting them in all these centers when they're taking these kids, right? Just follow the money on these centers. You'd be surprised who has ownership in some of these centers, who has a commission or a percent of ownership. All right, we got a call. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Warren. Peace. Peace to all the callers and other people who's listening. My name is Walter. I live here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And
go ahead, Walter.
Oh, my bad. I was just calling to comment on what you were saying about the states, right? And I just wanted to speak about what's going on right here locally in North Carolina, Raleigh, to be exact, on even coinciding with what you're saying. You know, they're getting ready to vote on their state constitution that's coming up.
Right.
And they're really battling because I think they want to change a few things as far as in their constitution, as far as their state rights and what people have rights to do in this state. And I just wanted to see, you know, if you heard anything other than what I'm listening to, what the state representative and other people down there.
I tell you what, Walter, do this for me. Give me to Monday. Let me research this and break it down. Uh-huh. And I'll come on and talk about the state constitution and what they're fighting about, because I haven't heard about this, but I will research it this weekend. I'll do some homework on it. And then Monday morning when I come on the air, I'll talk about it Monday about what's happening in North Carolina with the constitution. Because I hadn't heard about this, so definitely going to take a look at it.
Yes, yes. And I just want to recommend you and thank you for trying to help us financially, you know, instead of all of us standing out with our hands out waiting for somebody else to help us,
I think,
financially.
I think we miss the point sometimes about how we have power. We don't realize the power that we have. Just like I said yesterday, if 7,000 of us just commit to put $60 up for the whole year, that's $420,000. That's a franchise. That might be three or four franchises that we can get. And you're going to get your $60 back. So even if you're just making, after you get your $60 back, even if you ain't making but $100 a month off of it, you are still making a profit. You are still owning something.
Yes.
You still got something it sells, you'll make money when it sells. And see, we got to get into this mindset of it's not about – see, we think about money in two ways, no money at all or big money. That's the way we think about money. Instead of thinking about money that if we can get enough of us to put up $60, we can go create something. Even though we're not getting thousands of dollars back, we have ownership. We have control. We get a little bit of money coming in, and if we're making money on it, we turn around and take that money and buy something else and buy something else. Because the more you buy, eventually that $100 a month will turn into $2,000 a month or $3,000 a month.
True indeed.
And that's a whole nother job that you're making money and you ain't even got to do nothing. You ain't got to do nothing.
Yes, and people got to understand that you ain't going to get that quick fix, you've been saying.
Yeah, everybody want it quick,
for the long haul.
Everybody want everything quick.
Yeah, and that's just my people's problem. Yeah. Everybody been hustling so hard, putting them extra easy dollars in their pocket, they don't want to put 5 to 10 years into a company that they've been working for, because the company I work for, they had stock, and I invested into this company, and I'm almost 13 years in. And yes, indeed, 4 years, I'm going to walk away from this company having a dividend check every month.
And there you go, brother. Man, look, I'm proud of you, brother.
And Warren, I jumped on some of that penny stock.
Okay.
You know, I just put a little change in there, and I ain't going to look for nothing for the next 5 years.
Yeah, that's
when it pop, like you said, I'm going to be sitting down there in Florida doing the thing like everybody else.
Hey, look, when you down there in Florida, when I come down to South Beach, you better come buy me a drink.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this, Warren. South Beach ain't my thing, you know. I'm turning 54 tomorrow, so
okay.
You know,
I observe
a lot.
Look, I tell you what, then. Hey, since you're turning 54 and you can't do South Beach, I meet you in Boca Raton. We'll have a drink down there.
We can even meet in St. Pete.
Yeah, St. Pete will work too.
Nice little out of the way spot.
Yeah. St. Pete will work too, brother. Hey, man, I thank you for the call,
Walker. Definitely, Juan, I'm going to keep listening, and I'm going to definitely stay on that financial thing, because that group economics is a big thing, because I do also listen to Dr. Anderson.
Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of Amos Wilson. I do read his books back in the 80s and early, you know, late 70s, when he was talking about group economics and how we are in this mental state. So you keep doing your thing, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for the call, Walter. I appreciate you.
All right. Peace.
Peace. So everybody who missed Walter's call, what Walter said was, he said, look, I listened to what you be saying about the group economics. He said, I brought some stock into the company that I'm in. He said, I've been in there for 13 years. He said, now when I leave, he said, when I retire, I'm guaranteed to get a dividend check for the rest of my life off of that stock. And I told him I was proud of him, because that's what we need to be doing. And then we talked about the $60, about how if we got 7,000 people together, you get $60, that's $420,000. That's enough to go buy franchises, and then we buy one, and then another, and another, and another, and then it builds up. And it's not a quick fix. He was like, man, I wish our people understood that this is not a quick fix. But like I said to him, the reason why people think everything is a quick fix is because we see money only one way. Big money or we broke. That's the way we see money. Big money or we broke. And we need to see money a different way. We need to see it a different way. So, now what I also was saying is that they realized that they could monetize locking people who are addicted to drugs up. This is the big argument and the debate going on right now, right? The debate that's going on right now is, how can they make money off of these illegal immigrants? That's the big debate that's going on. Once they figure out how to make money off of them, I guarantee you it's going to be a whole different tune. Now, let me just show you something, right? I just want to throw this in here. It is so important that we control the agenda and we have people in office that we're telling them what to do. Because just think about this. If this was 2010 and a tape came out with Barack Obama talking about the cash he needed to pay to shut up his mistress, what do you think the Republican Party would have done? Tony, you know what they would have done? They would have got rid of the Emancipation Proclamation. They would have they'd have like, we overturning the Emancipation Proclamation. This Negro in the White House paying off mistresses. We getting rid of him. They would have overturned it. They took away all our freedoms. They'd have had us in they'd have had us in camps just because Barack was up there talking about paying off his mistress. You listening to the WB.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now.
All right, let me thank everybody who's listening to the show, everybody who watched the show, everybody who hit the like button over here on the YouTube page. I really appreciate it. Thank you guys for that. Let me finish up the show like this. So how do we change what's going on in this country? It's simple to me, man. It's simple. First, if you are a parent, if you're an auntie, if you're a grandma, if you're a big sister, a big brother, and you have a child in your family that's in school, you have to be involved. It's crucial that you are involved in that child's education from kindergarten at least through fourth grade. And when I say involved, I mean taking the time to work with the child, being in front of the teacher's face, being in front of the principal's face. Why? Because they designate your kid in third grade their permanent educational track. This is capitalism in education. Because they need poor, middle class, and affluent. If your child is designated as an underperforming kid, your child will be in that track for the rest of their educational life in public schools in America. Even if you transfer to another school district, because they were in the underperforming one, where they came from, they're going to try to stick your child in the underperforming classes, okay? You need to ensure that that doesn't happen. Now, the reason I'm so sure that they do this about third grade is because of the data that's out there on how they create prisons. They look at who's in third grade and who's underperforming. Based on that data, they can tell you where they need to build prisons that will have occupants in the next 15 to 20 years, okay? So you need to be involved in your kid's life. I don't care if you got money or not. You ain't got to be educated. You ain't got to have no money. My mama didn't have no money. My mama didn't have no education, but she knew she had a kid that was smart. That's the one thing I give my mama credit for forever and a day. My mama didn't know. I just know I got something. I don't know what you are, but I know I got something. I got to find somebody who know what to do with you. And see, that is the one thing, even growing up, I said my mama's the bravest person I've ever met in my life, because she didn't get afraid of the fact that she didn't know. Because the average person would have been embarrassed as a parent to even push me to do what she did, because she'd have been worried about she looked like a dummy compared to her little five-year-old boy. But she was like, I don't care how I look, because I know it's something different with you. I need to get you what you need. As a parent, that's what we all need to do. If you know your child needs help, you need to be helping them. If you know your child is different and you don't know how to help them, find someone who can. That's what we need to do with our kids, because they group them by third grade and that's their life. So if they're in underperforming, they're going to be in poverty. If they're average students, those would be the worker bees, middle class people. If they honors and above, those are usually the affluent ones. If they don't do nothing stupid in their life. So that's the first step. The second step, we got to control the agenda. We have to take control of the politicians. If we don't take control of these politicians in this country, we're not going to fix nothing anyway. Ain't nothing going to change. We got to change the laws. If Stand Your Ground did not exist, that man would be charged right now with the murder of that boy. If the lynching laws were more severe, guess what? These people running around killing people for no reason, they would be scared to do that if they knew they were going to get killed themselves for doing it. We need to take control of the laws of the land, and we do that through the legislative process. So we need to control the members of Congress, the Senate, and these judges that are representing Republicans and Democrats on courts all across this country right now. Third thing is this. If you have white friends, you need to tell them, look, I need you to be vocal. I need you to say something because your silence is worse than their actions. Dr. King said this best. It's not the people you remember that's persecuting you. It's the ones that were your friends who watched the persecution and didn't open their mouth, not one time. I just told Tony in a break, all the crap I went through, it wasn't me going through it. I felt like that was par for the course because I was trying to help my people. I knew they were going to come after me. So I didn't have a problem with that. My problem was I watched all these Negroes that I personally put on my show, gave them platforms, went to their conferences, helped them raise money, helped them register people, and they didn't do one single thing for me and mine. I will never forget that. You never forget that pain. Because you know if it was the other way around, I'd have been fighting tooth and nail for them. I'd have been raising money. I'd have been in the news. I'd have been doing everything I could to help them. The last thing that we need to do, and this might be the most important thing, to be honest with you. We got to break the thought process of poverty in our mind. How do you break that thought process? You break it by loving yourself enough to love other people. You break it by helping other people. You break it by working with other people. But the first step is you got to love yourself enough to want to do it. You got to be real with yourself. You know, like everybody listening, I told you about the scholarship, Kenyatta got up there. Tamala has something on the Shut Them Down page now, trying to help kids in college who need books and stuff like that. Go give $5, man. You're going to waste $5 this weekend, tricking it off. Why not let that help somebody? I'm going to do something next week for this back-to-school book bag thing. See, we got to start thinking about stuff in a more realistic way. A realistic way is if you know you're going to trick off the money anyway, why not do something to help somebody? And everybody listening to this show, by the end of next week, next Friday, you have been tricked off $10. At least. Buying a soda, buying some water, buying some coffee, buying a sandwich you know you don't need to be eating because you're on a diet, buying candy. I'm just saying, y'all. Love yourself enough to want to help everybody else. And your help ain't got to be thousands of dollars. Look, $5 will help a lot of people. If it's 7,000 of us putting up $5, that's $3,500. That'll help a lot. Look, if you don't do nothing else, tell somebody you love and appreciate it. May not get that chance tomorrow. That's why I tell you every day I love you with the love of Jesus. Everybody on the radio thing, y'all need to be getting this in. Get this in. It's first of the month coming up, so get it in. God willing, Saint Truth Fighter Time, Saint Truth Fighter Channels tomorrow. If I'm not here, we'll have a best of plan tomorrow on 729 The Voice. You listen to the WB.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,